Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, you said I had a... Okay. So let me talk a little bit now about what took place in New York or New Jersey. You know, the day before, what's today, Wednesday? So it might have been Monday. I was talking about, you know, the easy accessibility to guns. And let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Frank from Poinette's calling in.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
About the sanctions that we put all over the world, which is these war sanctions or whatever you want to call them. It's interesting with Venezuela, with all this oil business going on with Russia and around the planet. Like, I agree with what Greg Palast says. If we would take off the embargo that the Trump administration put on Venezuela, which Biden continues, if we would take that off and just say that Maduro is the elected president of that country, whether we like it or not, he is the person who that country elected. So why don't we let them have the resources to use their oil, and they want to just sell their oil for $20 a barrel or whatever, and just let them do their thing instead of starving that country to death.
You know, Frank, man, you this is the part of all of this that Americans don't understand. And so we're not educated in what happens and what our country is doing supposedly in our name. But you go back, and as I was talking to my last guest, I was talking about what happened with Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, who used those natural resources. His crude oil was what they call the sweetest crude oil in the world. Libya, underneath it, it was the best crude oil in the entire world, and Muammar Gaddafi was using that to uplift the people of his nation, and so he was not going to just sell it to America and they take advantage of him, so he had to be dismissed. Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, same thing. His nation lived well because they took the profits from their oil and gave it back to the people, and they would not allow it to be abused and taken advantage of by the Western society. So they had to be destroyed and their leadership broken. And you just pointed out once again what is happening in Venezuela. But the answer that you get from people is, look at how horrible it is over there. And those people are suffering. It's a hellish nation. It wasn't that when Hugo Chavez was there. But we, the United States, dictates to other nations who their leaders should be so we can take advantage of those resources. Man, you're right on point with that.
Yeah, and it just keeps continuing. And they put another right winger over there, and what's the neighbor of Venezuela and Brazil there, and he's just the opposite guy. You know, they're rob, raping, and pillaging the Amazon forest, just burning that down right and left, and it just continues on and on and on.
So let me ask you, what makes you? I mean, why is that important to you? And why do you think that's important that our nation, the people of our nation, should understand that?
So maybe some people wake up and decide that, just like your guest was saying, we are not the only ones on the planet. We don't control the world. I don't know who we think we are. you know. We just keep robbing and just so we can have a tire.
Yeah, I mean,
with these rubber trees and oil, and it goes on. And I mean, wow, are we arrogant or what?
And in the end, you sound like a guy from my generation, and we just get to a point where you got to say, hey, man, we can't push the entire globe's treasures into our lifetime, into our lifespan. That's not the right way to do this. You know, resources should be saved for generations after us. But that's not what we're dealing with now. And yet you've got people who are willing to push it all into our lifespan. And anybody who challenges that somehow is anti-American. That's not the case.
Yeah, I know, and it seems like I'm, I feel like I'm, where I live, I feel like I'm alone here, because everybody, it's all about them. It isn't about anybody else in the world. It's all about them and what they get out of it.
Well, I mean, don't feel like, excuse me, you're alone. You know, I'll have these conversations on the air, and I won't get many people to call in and respond, but I know they're out there. But I also know this. I also know that these conversations are important. They may hurt, but you can't argue with them. They're the truth. And so if what we are discussing is the truth, then it should make people think, right? You should think hard about what you and I have been taught and what we're thinking about now. But I said this earlier, and as Sam always reminds me, because, you know, I'm a geezer. This social media has really done more damage to people and our nation, that, you know, we spend time worrying about nothing and talking about things that have no bearing whatsoever on improving our lives. You know what I mean, Frank?
And you hear all these people whining and crying about all the open borders and stuff. Well, the reason that people are here, because just what we discussed, we got sanctions on that, you know, we're just, where do them people got to go? If you starve the country out, well, then they're told to come here because they got all this. Well, they're, you know, then to get here, then we destroyed their, you know, Venezuela. And a lot of them people come here because we put sanctions on them for no way to survive. We do. Then they're here, and they go. Then you go. That's insane. It just don't make no sense.
Well, you know. I only know one way to do radio, and man, and that's to deal with real hard and harsh issues. And you know, if you're looking for entertainment, you know, that's kind of not going to be, you know, what I do for 3 hours a day. There's more than enough entertainment out there, right?
Right, and I'm sure glad that the Devil's Radios give you a 3-hour. Yeah, it rocks. You guys, it's hard to get people to wake up and go listen to something else instead of Fox News or the mainstream thing to get a real picture of what.
Well, we're gonna continue to do the same thing. Thank you for listening, and just you know, we're going to keep on pushing, man, until people really find out just how important the airways are, and that they shouldn't be wasted on people trying to convince others, you know, that there's, you know, only one way to look at this world. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You know, I wanted to talk about a couple things, and this guy Frank James, who, you know, in New Jersey got on. Who do we have on the line, Sam? I'm sorry.
L.A. Tom's calling in.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sam. First off, I just want to say that we the people are the government, ultimately. I'd also like to say that I'm a proud FDR Democrat.
Tom, yeah. did you hear my guess?
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
It was absolutely wonderful. I actually thought he was really, really good. I hope you have him on again. Maybe you can bump him on
I am.
Bump Sandy off one day and put him on instead.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
but basically, I would really love to know, like sodium pentothal or something, why these people go into government. Because I just don't understand, you know, take Joe Biden, for instance. I don't see him living like a real lavish life or anything like that. I don't see Barack Obama living a real lavish life. How much is not enough? And does it all come down to power, or does it come down to money? And I just haven't figured that out yet, because I think people go into public service for good reasons. I would have loved to have gone into public service. However, because of money and politics, I'm not going to do it. I have to, you know, be able to survive. But the thing is, what happens to the people from the point that they either get elected or don't get elected that aren't screaming about how bad or how good the political system is? Because if it's all about power, and if it's all about having these military bases everywhere, is there something deeper underneath that?
Hey Tom, can you hang on while we go to a break?
Yeah.
All right, hang on, man. We've got to go to a break. Let's delve a little bit deeper in that. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.